Roe versus Wade made abortion legal across the United States in 1973. Before that Supreme Court decision, it was illegal in most states, including Pennsylvania. And if some members of the Pittsburgh medical community hadn't found a legal loophole, safe abortion access before Roe would never have existed in western Pennsylvania. But 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports that caused conflict from the emergency room to the courtroom.
The emergency room at McGee Women's Hospital was a very different place 40 years ago. Charlene Bailey's first day of work at McGee was January 5, 1970. She was a nursing assistant in the emergency department, where staff cared for women who had miscarriages or pregnancy complications.
We also commonly had patients that had undergone illegal abortions and were bleeding, in pain, high fever, sick people.
Bailey says women who had botched procedures were afraid of getting in trouble and often waited a long time before they came to the hospital. Many wouldn't even tell doctors what they had done.
Instruments, and I use that term loosely because things like knitting needles, hangers, when you have a spray bottle and there's a little tube that goes down to the bottom of the bottle, things like that.
The goal was to insert these instruments into the uterus, but people who weren't properly trained could accidentally perforate the uterus or bowel. That's how they ended up at McGee with Charlene Bailey. She took their vital signs and filled out their forms. And she wasn't the only one asking patients questions.
The police could be called. Detectives would come in. They'd just hammer these patients with questions. They really wanted to know who did it. Who did this abortion?
All of this happened because abortion was illegal in Pennsylvania. The provision that said so was just a few lines in a 1939 statute. My editor Chris Potter and I went to the Allegheny County Law Library to find it.
And here we go. Ooh. This is it. There you go. Section 718, abortion. Whoever, with intent to procure the miscarriage of any woman, unlawfully administers to her any poison, drug, or substance, or unlawfully uses any instrument or other means with the like intent, is guilty of a felony. And upon conviction,
the statute said that abortions obtained unlawfully were illegal, but never defined what unlawful meant. So in 1968, doctors at McGee and West Penn decided that abortions were lawful if continuing the pregnancy would negatively affect the mental health of the mother. Doctors would conduct a physical and psychological evaluation. Then, if her case got the okay, she could get an abortion either from a private physician or at the hospital. Retired Dr. Robert Thompson worked at McGee for over 45 years. He was a resident there after Roe was decided and was familiar with the process.
And this was just mostly to cover your tracks. You know, if you wrote it down in a normal medical manner, it passed.
Thompson says that over half the doctors in the department performed the procedure.
It was a more libertarian attitude. It's like, you do what you do. I don't want to do this. You don't want to do it? That's fine.
But there was significant pushback. McGee doctors who were against abortion filed lawsuits on behalf of unborn children. There were opponents outside the hospital, too. Robert Dugan was the district attorney in the lead-up to the Roe decision. He tried to charge doctors with conspiracy to commit an abortion, according to old newspaper clippings. Dugan tried to obtain patient records from McGee to use as evidence in a case from 1970. Then, three women who had had abortions there filed an injunction to prevent Dugan from getting the documents. Retired nurse Charlene Bailey says everything changed in 1973.
Roe versus Wade passed, and the patients that were sick that came into that emergency room stopped. It just stopped.
Pittsburgh, having this small group, very forward-looking people, they were ready.
Claire Keyes ran Allegheny Reproductive Health Center for 30 years. She says activists quickly opened women's health services, the first clinic in Pittsburgh that provided abortions, after the Supreme Court ruling.
They had the building. The lease was signed in anticipation of the decision. They had the list of all the supplies that would be needed. And just a few months later, Women's Health Services opened their doors and started doing abortions.
Dr. Thompson was also associate medical director at Women's Health in addition to his work at McGee. He estimated that the clinic did around 11,000 abortions per year when he worked there. Pittsburgh became one of the biggest abortion providers in the state, and Pennsylvania was one of the top providers in the country in the years after Roe.
That doesn't mean that there wasn't anybody who was opposed to it. Certainly there were people, but they just weren't as organized.
Claire Keyes says clinics didn't get a lot of pushback when they opened, at least not at first.
And I can't tell you when anything started at our clinic, but I can tell you that we were specifically the base station for the original training films for protests of a larger sort. And that's when we were having 600 to 800 protesters per clinic day appearing from all sorts of other states, and they would block the doors. I mean, but that's another story in and of itself.
A very different narrative would dominate the abortion rights conversation in Pittsburgh in the 1980s. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.